State's Control of Schools. By Sandy Schwark. Copyright Schwark 2025. America's public schools have been on the front lines in the battle to remake our nation for a new world order. As we've seen in this series, what are our children being taught? The globalists' efforts to break down everything that has made America exceptional specifically targeted and sacrificed our children and their education. The biblical role of parents and the family to educate and raise their children, as heeded during America's early history, was obliterated. Biblical teachings were purged from schools. Over the years, education was calculatedly turned over to the government as a collective right. This move was not only unconstitutional, it was another failure of Americans to uphold the U.S. Constitution and, more importantly, biblical teachings. Working through the United Nations, globalists and their political allies took control of public education, curriculums, and textbooks to completely transform education in order to indoctrinate generations of children into humanism and eugenics-laced globalism. Centuries of concerted efforts by globalists to destroy the family and churches were fully intended to leave children without biblical guidance and without strong families, fathers, mothers and grandparents and extended family members. Only then could globalists convince a secular public that the fair solution for the education and care of children is by the state. Some Americans are finally waking up to what has happened, as we face a massive government bureaucracy controlling every facet of public education minus including a debauched curriculum and corrosive social mandates minus costing taxpayers trillions of dollars in widespread corruption, fraud and waste. As government programs have ballooned and governmental school spending has soared, it has failed our children, whose academic performance, by every measure, hasn't improved for half a century and has deteriorated most notably over the past decade, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Image: Cato Institute. As planned, globalist education has succeeded in creating a socialist mindset throughout our culture, as America's independent spirit has nearly been fully crushed. For instance, it would have been unthinkable for proud, hard-working early Americans to take from their neighbors, or those in need, and not repay a loan. We saw that among America's colonists and early immigrants, able-bodied young people in America's early history, including our founding fathers and early immigrants, saw their duty to contribute to building up the country and to care for others. That ethos is almost extinct. Absent regular Bible study and reflections on the seventh commandment, even the work ethic has faded. A growing socialist mindset among young people has trained them to expect unearned government handouts. That may partly explain why 40% of $1.8 trillion in student loans are delinquent. Meanwhile, Medicare and Social Security minus a lifeline for millions of seniors and disabled minus are being threatened by a $1.6 trillion federal deficit, as CNN reported. Christian values have been turned upside down. States are not the solution. While academic performance among America's students has only worsened over the past 50 years since the Federal Department of Education was established, it's a myth that shuttering it and returning education to the states and local school districts will be the solution. Why? Because states and local communities have held the power and control over public education all along. In fact, globalists and their political allies have been most influential on the state and local levels. They long ago put their power structure in place. Through governors and state legislators, statewide school and curriculum accreditation, mandated student testing, school administrators, and local school boards. That will not change simply by cutting one layer of bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. States and local taxpayers have also always had the highest burden for funding schools, many times that of federal dollars. As a Congressional Research Service report last fall showed, while education spending has steadily soared, enrollment and academic performance has fallen. Returning education control to the states won't remedy the evils in our schools or give parents and local school districts more input or control over their children's education, either. To understand why, we first need to remember the special interests who've brought, and bought, education to this point. The major powers, covered in this series, behind establishing the Department of Education, Common Core and STEM, No Child Left Behind Act, Social-Emotional Learning, SEL, DAE, social programs through education, and the UN's World Core Curriculum will remain as powerful as ever. NEA, National Education Association and the teacher organizations active on global, federal, state, and local levels CCSSO-Council of Chief State School Officers and the school administrators in every state NGA, National Governors Association and every governor member UNESCO, globalist corporations, and nonprofit foundations. NEA and every one of its state branches and professional teacher organizations shave resolutely stood behind public education and remain active lobbyists for NEA's agendas. NEA states that not only are they the world's largest professional association of educators, we are the strongest force for public education in the country. As we've seen in this series, NEA has been a ringleader in globalism indoctrination in schools, including establishing UNESCO. Its radical globalist and anti-Christian agenda has also been widely recognized for decades by an endless list of organizations minus Freedom Center on campus, Civitas Institute, Independent Women's Forum, Goldwater Institute, National Council for Better Education, Discovery Institute, Discover the Networks, Worldview Report, Answers in Genesis minus and has only grown more extreme since described by Phyllis Schlafly in 1985. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. NEA President, Becky Pringle, is known for her history of radical far-left political activism, and is described by NEA itself as a staunch advocate for students identifying as LGBTQ+, immigrants and non-English speaking. She led NEA suing the administration last month for efforts to remove public funding of DEI in schools, and last week for closing the Federal Department of Education. Her July speech was called out by the American Pastors Network for speaking only about political activism and saying nothing about academics. "We must reclaim public education as a common good, and transform it into something it was never designed to be, racially and socially just, and equitable system." Becky Pringle at NEA Annual Meeting and Representative Assembly, July 2024. CCSSO was a primary driving force behind the enactment of Common Core and STEM, No Child Left Behind legislation, DEI in education, and co-founded the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education. Under CCSSO oversight, states continue to administer the largest federal grant programs, including the Every Student Succeeds Act. CCSSO has substantial control over school districts and local education agencies in ensuring they are compliant with requirements for implementing and spending all federally funded programs. State authority is not absolute, its guide to state educational agencies states. CCSSO's peer organizations include the other education vested interests in public education, such as American Association of School Administrators, National Association of State Boards of Education, NASBE, National Congress of Parents and Teachers, NEA, and National School Boards Association, NSBA. NSBA, founded in 1940 and funded by the now familiar Foundation Partners, claims to represent school boards across the country, including 90,000 school board members overseeing 51 million students. It reportedly also has a network of over 3,000 lawyers to support its progressive activist agenda, according to Influence Watch. Many parents have found little to no support from their school boards and school districts. Who can forget all the incidences over recent years of school boards fighting against parents in their local communities, intimidating, arresting, suing, and investigating parents attempting to voice concerns about inappropriate materials being taught in schools? The June 22, 2021 Loudoun County School Board meeting has become legendary, when 200 Virginia parents attempted to voice concerns over transgender students in bathrooms and locker rooms, resulting in arrests and a closed meeting. An investigation by America First Legal and Parents Defending Education reported that the NSBA had collaborated with the White House and Department of Education to weaponize the Department of Justice against parents. Parents who spoke out at school board meetings against transgender policies, use of critical race theory and mask mandates were called domestic terrorists in an NSBA memo. While NSBA later apologized, the adversarial sentiment of school boards across the country persists. Parents, from California to New Hampshire, have had to file lawsuits against their school boards, school officials, and governors to retain parental rights. Texas parents have found the deck stacked against them when they raise concerns and no voice at their school districts or state education agency. A New Hampshire school district attempted to retaliate against parents and grandparents wearing pink bracelets at a soccer game to silently support protections for girl athletes. Even parents presenting petitions against trans athletes were cut off at a school board meeting last week. In most states, the state school board has authority to determine required learning standards for all students, graduation requirements, testing, and accreditation of schools and curriculums. NSBA's current president previously worked for the Texas Association of School Boards. The majority of state boards of education in the U.S. are appointed by governors. According to NASBE, across the country, state boards of education have statewide authority over education and curriculum standards. Governors and the globalists. The power of governors over education in states, down to local levels, is seldom recognized. Remember, NA had collaborated with NEA and CCSSO in establishing Common Core, STEM, and the other globalist educational agendas. NA develops best practices for nearly every policy issue touching states, including K-12 education. Virtually every governor follows the NGA's calls to action. Since founded in 1908, NA has played a key role in expanding government programs, legislation, spending, and regulations, on state, national, and international levels, and advancing the globalist agenda. NGA's Governor's Education Policy Advisors Institute establishes the best practices for schools, as well as educational goals. They justify their control, stating about 86% of national education spending is at the state and local level, with education also one of the largest parts of state budgets. Under NGA's current chair, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, its current education initiative is called Let's Get Ready, and calls for more spending, AI and technology, data collection systems, and untested curriculum ideas. NA is an influential force on the globalist stage. While NGA's education initiatives are indistinguishable from those of UNESCO and the globalists at the UN, how many people realize the connection is bigger than that? Since 2018, NA has partnered with the World Economic Forum in its Fourth Industrial Revolution. The socialist motives in NGA's education goals are unmistakable. At the National Governors Conference on Education in 1989, for example, keynote speaker Shirley McCune talked of education's role in the total transformation of society, work for social welfare, and in sustainable development. We no longer see the teaching of facts and information as the primary outcome of education. Governors are not independent of globalist influence. They're in the thick of it. Governors, even in conservative states like Texas, have shown that when it matters most, they will follow NA guidelines, best practices, and value-based initiatives, rather than their constituents, independent experts, or sound science. That's been shown even when states and people were being harmed, and conflicts of interest were obvious. We saw that during COVID-19, for example, governors across the country acted in lockstep, issuing declarations and spending NA recommended COVID-19 policies and lockdowns. NA is moving on, following the globalists' playbook, to accelerate the transformation of healthcare to their long-term vision. A key power behind NA, as well as city and municipal mayors and city councilors, and state and local government administrative organizations, health departments, housing, energy and water infrastructure, correctional officers and school officers, as Michael Bloomberg. Governors consistently follow his global initiatives, as we'll learn. The globalists' influence hasn't stopped with transforming public education. They've also been using their money and power to disrupt public education for their own benefit. Next, the globalists and the charter school movement.